It's time for Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout, coming to you from Pensacola, Florida. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Swarthout will share from his heart and bring you a message from the Word of God. We would like to invite you to visit our website at christiansforamerica.com. That's Christians, the number four, America.com. It is our prayer that you will be blessed and encouraged by today's message. And now, Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida.
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Don Swarthout of Christians Reviving America's Values. This organization was founded to defend our Constitution. Each year, we at Crave write to 1.5 million Christians in America at a cost of about $675,000. We write to these people to explain how their rights are being stolen from them by the ACLU, the U.S. Supreme Court, U.S. Congress, and U.S. Senate, and many others. Today's message is about the Spirit of God and what that means. I would suggest we never look back if we want the power of God in our lives. This may be necessary if we are preaching about not losing the things which are the Spirit of God. This would be good advice when we find out how much we have missed God and have missed Him from the looking back experience. To get it right, we must look to God to bring us to a place of stability in our faith, or where your whole walk will be in the Spirit. We should have more of a clear conviction that salvation is of the Lord. If the enemy can move you from a place of faith, the devil can get you outside of God's plan. The moment a man falls into sin, divine life ceases to flow and his life becomes one of helplessness. To avoid this, you should read the third chapter of John in his first epistle and take your place as a son of God. You are a child of God, and remember, your hope is set in Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit says, "Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed is in him and remains in him, and he cannot sin. He has been born of God." The spirit realm is where he has been born again. The voice of God is in the words, "cannot sin." There is power in God's Word. God's thought for all of us is to reign in all things according to life, according to the power which Jesus Christ gave to us. We must see how wonderful we are in God and how helpless we are in ourselves. God was saying he was more mighty than any opposing power when he cast down the powers of darkness from heaven. What you must remember is the power to cast Satan out of heaven dwells in every one of us who is truly born of God. When you realize this, you can reign in life. When you can see people bound by an evil power, or when you see evil powers manifesting themselves, ask the question, did Jesus come in the flesh? Ask them directly, did Jesus come in the flesh? I have never yet seen an evil power. Answer that question in the affirmative. When you know you have all of the evil power to deal with, remember, you have the power to cast it out. Believe on it and act on it, for greater is he that is in you. than he who is in the world. God means for you to be in a place of overcoming. God has put a force within you that will allow you to defeat the devil. Remember that temptations will come to all of us. You will be tempted, but he will never allow you to be defeated as long as you walk in obedience to God. He will always make a way of your escape. He cannot be allowed to forget this fact. Sin came to us by nature. God comes into our nature, and the Spirit of God will come into his temple with all of his power and liberty. Meaning, Satan will be defeated and dethroned by the believer. And that, my friends, is you. Satan is always trying to bring the saints of God into disrepute with his accusations. But the Holy Spirit does not come with condemnation. He always reveals the blood of Jesus Christ. He always brings us help. The Lord referred to him as the Comforter, and the Holy Spirit is the lifting power of the church. The life of Christ has been put in us, and if we will believe him, Jesus will bring us salvation, healing, prosperity, and deliverance. Some people think that they have to be only cleansed once. But let me tell you, we who walk in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ is forever cleansing us of our sins. The life of Jesus is put within us to move us toward a perfect life. May the Lord help us to see the power of life which he has given to us. The life of the natural man is limited, whereas I have begun a life that will never end. I have come into a new life, and there is no end to this life. This is something we must remember, and what a promise we have when we do remember that is a promise from God. Why? In me is working a power stronger than any other power. The power of God is formed within me. I can see this life as being 1,000 times bigger than I am. I see this thing which cannot be understood along natural lines, and no natural reason can comprehend this divine plan. We are sufficient to think of it, because we have our sufficiency from God. We can never have confidence in the flesh. We are in an order, a spiritual order. Our life is absolute in faith, sufficiency of God, in pertaining to life and godliness. As the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3 and 5 through 8, but our sufficiency is of God, who has made us able ministers of the New Testament, and not of the letter, but the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministration of death was so glorious, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit also be glorious? It is one thing to read this, and it is quite another to have a revelation of it, and to see the spiritual force of it. Any man can spend his time splitting hairs, but for him to feel he is whole, he must discover the luxury of being filled with the Spirit. Our message is this, is always this. Be filled with the Spirit. This is God's place for you. Yield yourself for God to fill you and be filled with the Spirit. The letter of the law was bought by Moses, and it was made glorious. Jesus brought in the new covenant, which was also glorious. The Old Testament law never brought life to anyone. The Lord Jesus Christ has brought a new covenant, which brings life in the Spirit, as the Holy Ghost comes and fills us with love and liberty. We shout for joy. He takes away the first ministration of death so that he might establish the second, which is the ministration of righteousness and life in the Spirit. Does this mean that man is to cease keeping the commandments? Well, no. The Spirit of God told us that this ministration of death is done away with. The important thing here is that the new covenant brings us life in the Spirit. And God wants us to do His will because the will of God is His delight. There is a great difference between a pump and a spring. The law is a pump, and the baptism which comes through Jesus Christ is a spring. The letter of the law kills, but the spring is ever bubbling up, and therefore is a ceaseless flow. This is direct from the throne of God to anyone who is a Christian. There is life in the new covenant. It is written about Jesus Christ, "You love righteousness and hate wickedness." In this new life of the Spirit, you will love the things that are right, pure and holy. On the other hand, you will shudder at the things which are evil and wrong. Jesus said, "The prince of this world comes, and he has nothing in me." At the moment we are filled with the Spirit, we are brought into this wonderful condition. As we continue to be filled with the Spirit, the enemy cannot have an inch of ground in us. Do you believe that are so filled with Spirit that a man who is not living can be judged and convicted by your presence? Well, let me tell you, a man can be convicted by your presence if you are living in the Spirit. Jesus Christ lived and moved in the realm of the Spirit. His life was constant reproof to those, to the wickedness around him. God, through him, has brought us to the place of being his children, children of God. I believe if we give him a chance, the Holy Ghost will make something out of us and bring us to the spiritual life. We are already God's children, and can't we be brought into the Spirit? This is the ministration of the Spirit, the filling of the Spirit that will make your life so effective for God. Even the people where you trade will want to leave, to get out from under the presence of you, because they will be brought under the conviction of God. The trouble is, Christians have been living under the letter of the law, and the law was done away with by Jesus Christ. As far as you are concerned, the old order of things has been done away with forever. The Spirit of God has brought a new life of purity and love. The Holy Spirit takes it for granted. You are finished with all the things of the old life when you become a new creation in Christ. In the power of the Spirit, the old allurements have lost their power. The devil will meet you at every turn, but the Spirit of God will always lift up a standard against him. If God had his way, we would be torches, purifying the atmosphere wherever we go and moving back the forces of wickedness. What do I mean when I say done away? Well, will you be disloyal? No. You will be more loyal. Will you grumble when you are treated badly? No. you will instead turn the other cheek. Why? This is what you will always do when God lives in you. Leave yourself in God's hands. Enter into His rest. While you are beholding the Lord and His glory, we are changed. There is a continual unveiling, a constant revelation from above. I promise you, God will never go back to that which is done away with. I made this promise to the Lord. I would never allow myself to doubt His word. God undertakes what we cannot do. We are carried along by God, and I wish we all had the simplicity which is in babes. How important it is for God's ministers to continually be in prayer and feeding on the truth of the Scriptures. We always are supposed to take our Bible or our New Testament with us. None of you can be strong unless you diligently hearken to what God has to say through His Word. You cannot know the power and the nature of God unless you partake of His inbreathed word. Read it in the morning, in the evening, and at every other opportunity you get. After every meal, read a chapter from the word, then have a season of prayer. I try to make a point of doing this, no matter where I am staying or with whom I am staying. You will find the more of God's word you hide in your heart, the easier it is to live a holy life. You will find this infilling always lifts a man above the ordinary. It does not take a cultured or learned man to fill a position in God's church. What God requires is a yielded, consecrated person who leads a holy life. What these people can make a flame of fire, and they can make a church baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. God chose two of them for other duties. In fact, Philip was so filled with the Holy Spirit that he could have a revival wherever God put him down. Man chose Philip to serve tables, but the Lord chose him to win souls. I only wish I could stir you up so that you see the humbleness that goes into this, and that you are faithful in performing His humble offices. God can fill you with His Spirit and make you a chosen vessel for Himself. He can promote you back to a place of mighty ministry in the salvation of souls and the healing of the sick. There is nothing impossible to a man filled with the Holy Spirit. When you are filled with the power of the Spirit, God will work wonderfully wherever you go. When you are filled, you will know the voice of God. You have no idea what God can do through you when you are filled with His Spirit. Every day and every hour, you can have the divine leading of God. Just open yourself up to it. To be filled with the Holy Spirit means so much in every way. I have heard some say, as they were being filled with the Holy Spirit, all of their sicknesses were gone. That would make it worth it, wouldn't it? Why? This is really simple. The Spirit of God has been made real to them, and so is Jesus Christ. Look at Stephen. Stephen was also chosen by man to serve tables, but Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit and faith and power, so he was able to do many wonders and miracles among people. There was no resisting the wisdom and the Spirit by which Stephen spoke. Stephen was chosen by God and proved how important it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I want to impress upon you, it is not healing that I am presenting to you. It is rather the living Jesus Christ. It is the glorious fact that the Son of God came from this earth to bring liberty to the captives. If you desire to be filled by the Holy Spirit, you can count upon being prosecuted. The Lord Jesus Christ will come from an area of bringing peace to you. As soon as you get peace within, you will get persecution from outside. That doesn't mean the Word of God is untrue. I have known people to be healed before they ever knew it, which is true when the Bible says, "These signs shall follow those that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." I was one of those people that was healed and didn't even realize it at the time. All of this is through the power of the name of Jesus Christ. I find by the revelation of the Holy Spirit, there is not one thing in me the blood does not cleanse. God sanctifies me by the blood of Jesus, and it is revealed in the spiritual work, the spiritual realm. Stephen was just an ordinary man, clothed with the divine. Stephen was full of faith, power, and great miracles were brought forth by him. This life in the Holy Spirit is a life of revelation of our transforming from one state to another. The Holy Spirit is really about learning to live in a state we call the spiritual world. From the Holy Spirit, we get a great deal of teaching. The Holy Spirit teaches us to live in the Spirit. It also teaches us about growing in grace, in all knowledge, in the power of the Spirit, and in the mind of Jesus Christ, which is renewed in you. The Holy Spirit is the only thing which will allow us to stand. Say the word if you want to be delivered of alcohol or drugs. What do I mean? Say the word. Show that you are willing to be delivered and set free from alcohol and drugs. And God will deliver you. I knew a man who was like this. A preacher laid hands on him and said, "Cursed be the drink demon that is taking your life." And this man instantly cried out, "I am free, I am free, I am free." The power of God is the same today as it was yesterday. To me, God is lovely. He is saving hell. He is a lily of the valley. This is the blessed Nazarene, King of Kings. Hallelujah. Will you let him have your will? Will you let him have you? If you let him have you, all of his power is at your disposal. Stephen cried as he was being killed and said, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." As Stephen was full of the Spirit, he was full of love, and he manifested the very same compassion for his enemies which did Jesus at the cross in Calvary. Being filled with the Holy Spirit means so much in every way. It means a constant filling, a quickening, a filling with a new life. It is so, so lovely. What a wonderful God we serve. If you will be filled with the Holy Spirit within you, will flow rivers of living water. You will allow your faith to center around Jesus. You will have a constant spring within you. I would like to talk about the Bible evidence of the baptism in the Spirit. And there is a great deal of controversy about the genuineness of the Holy Spirit and what He can do for us. When I received the Holy Spirit, God gave me a divine revelation. God showed me an empty cross, and Jesus Christ was glorified. I thank God the cross is empty, and Jesus is not on the cross any longer. It was there He bore the curse for all sins, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree." Jesus became sin for us, so we could be made the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. God gave me a clean vision, and I saw a perfect being within me saying, "Clean, clean, clean." Then I began to worship God in other languages and spirit as He gave me utterance. There is no end to this kind of beginning, the exception being when you are in heaven and are in the presence of God forever. We will always be conscious of His being. This experience was very evident of the Spirit's coming to me, the same Spirit which the apostles received on the day of Pentecost. I knew I had biblical evidence of the baptism in the Spirit. And if you have the backing of Scriptures, you are always correct. And you are never right when you do not have the backing of God's Word. Too many people think that they have the baptism of the Holy Spirit without biblical evidence, or they believe without any scriptures to back them up. When you have biblical evidence for you to say, then you will be in a place where no man can move you. I want to give you three scriptures which verify my thinking. The first is Acts 2:4. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. In Acts 10, we have another witness. The Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and it says, they of circumcision who believed were surprised. The gift of the Holy Ghost was poured out on the Gentiles. I guess that the Jews heard them speak with other tongues and glorify God. For the third witness, we look at Acts 19:6, which says, "And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spoke with other tongues and prophesied." Three times, at least, the Scriptures show us evidence of the baptism of the Spirit. Now, I want you to know, I do not magnify tongues, but I magnify the giver of tongues, and I magnify Him above all, He who has given us the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ. It is He who gave us the Holy Spirit. Enter into the promises of God. If it is your inheritance in which you will do more in 1 year than you can do without the Holy Spirit in 50 years. Another very important scripture is in 1 Corinthians 14:39, which says, "Do not forbid to speak with tongues." Well, we are about out of time for today's program. We will be here next week unless the Lord comes first, in which case we will see you in heaven. This is Don Swarthout, pastor of the Gospel Truth Center, saying, goodbye for now.
This has been Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout from Pensacola, Florida. We pray that today's program has been a blessing to you. For more information, visit us online at www.christiansforamerica.com. Once again, that's Christians, the number four, America.com. Or visit thegospeltruthcenter.com. We would love to hear from you. You can write Pastor Swarthout at 4677 Belvedere Circle, Pace, Florida, 32571. Or you can email Pastor Don at swarthout5, that's the number 5, at aol.com. or call 850-736-8613. Once again, that's 850-736-8613. Thank you for listening to Craves Gospel Truth with Pastor Don Swarthout. We look forward to hearing from you.